carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Hello there. Welcome to Marty's Garage. My name's Dave. Thanks for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it, man. I was reading this article from a website. I forget what site I was reading. But anyway, White Wires, the White Wires band from around 2008 to 2012 or something like that, did a reunion show. And the singer of the band, Ian, also put out a comp on Spotify that is gaining a lot of attention. And so I think the band decided to soon put out a LP of that. So just pay attention to, I think they're going to put it out on Bandcamp and make a vinyl hopefully available. So in the meantime, here's the White Wires with Pretty Girls.
Great.
I love that. That's brand new from a guy named Batman and the Anti-Heroes. Song's called Please Show Me Your Teeth, and it's from a four-song EP called Hero. And Batman's been around, and he seems to change his name, like his identity, I guess. Where's it at? I saved a site. I just laughed up, but he was Batman and Robin. I mean, I remember playing that years ago. I think that was the name of it, but actual members of the Anti-Heroes are the Green Hornet, Wonder Woman, and the Ghost Rider, and then they kicked the Pink Phantom out, I guess, and Batman played with the Gotham City Prisoners, and that was with Riddler and Scarecrow and the Pat Penguin, Penguin, Bane, and Mr. I just love this, man. That is, although it's debate about what or not DC or which is better, DC or what's the other one? Fuck, I don't know. Okay, well, that's Batman and Anti-Heroes, and I just went on and on. Before that was the Flash Tones with New York, New York, and that was a cover of from a tribute of for the Dictators, and that has the ever so great Handsome Dick Montick in there singing along with those guys. And we start off with the White Wire for Pretty Girls from their 2009 single, and I really look forward. Supposedly that comp's going to have maybe a few unreleased songs and then a bunch of stuff that was scattered out throughout, like B-sides and stuff like that. This is up next is from the tribute to NRBQ, Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. Covered I Want You Bad, and this just reminded me so much of early Dinosaur Jr., and I love it.
Shake up.
badass. Ah, His Lordship with Pixelated Polly from their new LP self-titled His Lordship. Go to YouTube and go and look up his His Lordship, and they recently put on a couple of quick songs that's not on the album. Like they did a Heart of the City, and then Train Kept It Rolling. And if you don't think that he's the baddest motherfucker around, God, just watch it. It is so good. So good. Before that was, what did I play? God, I got distracted. Oh, the Born Shit Disturbers with You Hate Me and I Hate You. It's from a comp called Covered in Shit. It's got 22 songs. Well, it came out in 2022. And that's a, where are they from? They're from Gaijin Punk. They're from Japan. And they just put out unbelievable amount of music out, man. And you know, some of it's just straight out screamo punk, and then there's that shit like that that's punk, but yet you could dance to it. And we start off with I'm already losing it. Jay Maskus with I Want You Bad from it's called People, a tribute to NRBQ. Next up on this show, Dave Monty's Garage. Yeah, my name's Dave. A local guy named Dan Webb and the Spiders put out a 3-song EP. You could probably even call that a single with 2 B-sides, I guess. This song's called Motorcycle. It's good shit.
I read a lot about motorcycles when I was a kid. From the same paperbacks that my parents did. A big two-wheel machine. Running wild and free, up and down the back roads of the big country. They're not easy to fix, but they're easy to work on. If you don't mind dying, they can be a lot of fun. They're easy to buy, but they cost you everything. We killed all the cowboys, but we can still pretend that we're the pirates that we want to be on the holiday weekends. I've been down too long, it's time to be free. At least on my way to work, or coming home from the grocery. They're not easy to fix, but they're easy to work on. If you don't mind dying, they can be a lot of fun. They're easy to buy, but they cost you everything. Sounds good to me. Gonna get me a sidecar and see if you'll come too. They're not easy to fix, but they're easy to work on. If you don't mind dying, they can be a lot of fun. They're easy to buy, but they cost you everything. Sounds good to me. We'll be right back.
Oh, God. I like that ending. Yeah, the hit priest, and before that was the Scumbag Millionaires. They were on the same single doing Elvis covers. Hit Priest did That's All Right, and Scumbag Millionaires did Burning Lover. Scumbags are from Sweden, I think. Are Hit Priest from Sweden, too? I don't know. But anyway, I just read on the Facebook page of the Rock and Roll Geek Show that Hit Priest are calling it a day, man. That's kind of sucks. But yeah, we started that set off with Dan Webb and the Spiders, a good little pop song called Motorcycles. It's from a three-song EP, so they did call it an EP, and it's called Rich Triptych. Rip Triptych. And the other two songs, well, that song's called Motorcycle. The other song, next song is called Boat, and the last song is called Pickup. Clever. Here's the Trash Brats. Here's the Trash Brats with a cover of Hollywood Brats' Sick on You.
Yeah. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. Well, listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees and tie. Get the pelvic thrust that really makes you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, it's so dreamy, oh, fantasy free me. So you can't see me, no, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the time slip. Nothing will ever be the same. Yeah, style of sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street just to have a think. A witness think of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees and tie. Get the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Everyone knows you're the dirtiest girl in town. That you fucked every guy for 65 miles around. But sugar, you know I don't mind that at all. Cause it's always back to me that you seem to crawl.
me a while to figure out why that band sounds familiar, because I really didn't know much about it. They're called that's the Demon Claws. They were around for a while. That song was called Dirtiest Girl from their Lost in the Desert Part 2. Came out in 2011. And the reason that sounded so familiar to me, and I couldn't figure out, was Jeff Clark from the Black Lips was on that band and left to form the Black Lips. The Groovy Ghoulies before that with the cover of The Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it's a whole cover album of different bands of that great movie, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And the album's called The Rocky Horror Punk Show. It came out in 2003. And we start off with Trash Brats, Sick on You from You Want to Know What It's Like tribute to the Hollywood Brats and the Boys. Two great, but you know, Hollywood Brats never really put out their first album, really came out. They had it done and they put it out as I can't think of the singer's name, but they put it out under him. It was called His Name and the Brats instead of Hollywood Brats. And later they changed that. And I'm probably totally wrong on that. Yeah, I know I am. So let's play some more Hollywood Brats. This is the St. Louis Blues. This is their song, St. Louis Blues. I got a speech problem today on everything I say. But what's new?
I'm
Another song from the really good new out Drunk Mom's album. The album's called Beer Baby, and that was song was called Apocalypse. Before that was a band from Austrian band called Wrong Turn, and they just that was Jenny, and it was on their 2009 LP Wrong Turn 2. Really good song on that is a cover of the Rolling Stones' Turn on the Run. And they're on Off the Hip Records, great label. And we start off with the Hollywood Brats with a little something different from them. St. Louis Blues from their, it was from a Sick on You comp. And actually, I wrote it down here. Andrew Matheson was the singer from that. And the other guy in the band that I like a lot is Casino Steel, was with the boys. And Casino Steel later went on and did an album with Ian Hunter. And yeah, Ian Hunter's got a new album coming out soon, and I can't wait to hear that. So that'll be like three great albums this year so far. I'm counting Drunk Moms, His Lordship. We'll see. Here's, let me see. This is a single band called Deadly Spirits, Brass Knuckles, Boogaloo.
I need to show a thing to dream. internets and your message boards, but it's all a bunch of bullshit, and you'd be a friggin' moron to believe one goddamn word.
That's the Civil Rats with Military Man from Don't Get It EP. They're from Philly, and you know, just bracing ourselves for what's going on. We need a lot of military men soon. I hope not. Before that was from another good record this year called the band's called The Chisel. Song was What I See, and it's from their record What a Fucking Nightmare. It's just great punk oi. From London, and I think it had like 16 cuts on it, and real good stuff. I've been playing that in quite a few shows, but we start off with a band called Deadly Spirits, a Swedish band, and the song was called Brass Knuckles Boogaloo. It's good stuff. The B-side was a cover somewhere. I don't have it with me right now. Okay, man, thanks for listening to Mighty's Garage. That was a quick show. Same amount of time, but email me at moddy63@gmail.com. I know I really screwed up a lot today, but yeah, that's why you're listening, because I'm a screwball. I got freaking tendonitis, and it just driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do. Give it all up, I guess. Give it all up. Quit going to shows. That would suck. I'm going to end it with a band called The Problem With Kids. It's from a record called Born to Rock. They're from New Haven, Connecticut. And it's a fun record. Kind of, in a weird way, reminds me of Kiss. Even though it don't sound like it. This song's called Rip It Off. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.